Then the third is the video recording. The video recording gives you access to you can take a video of yourself. Depends on the kind of guideline Google gives you. They may ask you to take a video of your current location. So to show your Google map, this might actually require you taking capturing your street, the street name, outer signs, nearby businesses, or area around your business. So that this is a way of Google trying to verify your current location. Then there is also the business or equipment. To show that your business is at this Google Map location, you can capture your operations. So this can include things like stock for sale, branded equipment, marketing materials and tools you can, use to serve your customers. So you can also give them a proof of management to show that you're authorized to represent your business, capture your access to employee-only items or areas. These include things like cash register, kitchen, stock, storage rooms, and all that. So all these are ways that you can verify your business through the video recording. So to start that, you can just follow the same logic, go to get verified, capture video, then start recording. So you follow the process given to you, you follow the prompt. So and then you wait for review, you wait for Google to go through what you've provided for them. So you can also verify through a live video call. Instead of recording a video and uploading, you can also do a live video call. So you're going to follow all the it's more or less the same logic with the video upload. So but the only difference is that this is a live video where someone will call you from Google, and then you get to show them around your office and all that. So and there is the primary mode of verification, which I discussed somewhere in the first lesson, which is the postcard. So Google sends a postcard to your address, to the address you've given to them. Then when the card comes, you go to the code feed, enter the 5-digit verification code from your postcard, then you submit. And then they go through the verification process. And that is the first one, is the standard verification method. That is what I've just summarized. All these things are available in test on this particular page. So this is just an audio support. So the second method is the instant verification method. So that is it's basically for people who have actually verified their business in Search Console. For instance, you discover that during the first lesson of this particular course, we were auto verified. That is because Future Syllabus, we have an online educational center website that has been verified on Search Console. So Search Console is a Google product, a Google service that actually serves as an archive, a database of all the websites or blogs or forums that actually exist on the Google SAP. So if you create a website today or you create a blog and you want it to show on Google, you have to verify it through the Search Console, through the Google Search Console. So the Future Syllabus, our website, has been verified on Google Search Console. We've actually verified the ownership, so through the Google Search Console. So using that same website, using the same Google account, using all that, Google just, auto-verified us. So instead of we going through a duplicate verification process, they just, actually auto-verified us. So basically, if you have an existing website that has been, verified on Search Console, that is basically for people who have a website though. So, let me say an online platform, a forum, or anything like that, or an e-commerce site. So, if you don't, you can just follow through the standard verification method. So, that may be your case. In our case, it was the instant verification method, which was automatic, because our information are already with Google. They have the proof that, okay, we actually own the website. Then they have the brand name, and the Google account is actually the same. So that is why we offered the instant verification method, which we went through. So for your case, you may have to go through the standard verification method that was discussed earlier. So this page can be technical, and you just have to follow through the right process. So if at any point in time you encounter a challenge, you can just look below this page. You see the comment section, so you can drop a comment to ask your question. Someone will attend to that, or you can reach out to the instructor and you get a solution to the issue. Thank you. So we missed on the next class, which is how to optimize the your Google business page. So see you on the next one. Thank you.